Chapter 10 At the Police Station. Sergeant Morrison was at his desk at the police station. Suddenly, he heard a loud knock, and the door to his office opened.
"Excuse me, Sergeant," said the policeman from the front desk, "but there are 5 nervous boys here to see you."
"All right, tell them to come in," said the sergeant.
The boys entered the room quickly and stood in front of the sergeant's desk.
"Hello, boys," said the sergeant. "What's the problem?"
Bruce spoke first.
"It's a long story," he said. "You probably won't believe us, but you must, or people will die."
The boys seemed serious.
"Well, if it's a long story, sit down and tell me everything," said Sergeant Morrison.
"Who wants to start?"
"I will," said Jordan. "Tomorrow, a tsunami will hit a beach resort and destroy it. I saw a very good picture of the resort, but I don't know the location because I didn't hear its name. The only clue is that Jed Olson, the drummer of the band Karamba, is there. You must help us find the resort. We have to inform the people before the tsunami hits."
"How do you know about this?" the sergeant asked Jordan. He told Sergeant Morrison all about the broken remote control and the channel to the future.
"It's all true," said John. "We all saw everything happening the next day, just like Jordan said."
Sergeant Morrison looked at the boys suspiciously. "Did you hear about the Bramley explosion today?" Bruce asked.
"Certainly," answered the sergeant. "Luckily, nobody was hurt."
"And do you know why nobody was hurt?" Bruce continued. "Because Jordan knew about the explosion the day before it happened, and he went to Bramley in time to rescue everybody."
"Well, it's easy to find out if you're telling the truth," said the sergeant. "Just a minute, please."
Sergeant Morrison picked up the phone and called the Bramley police.
"Can I speak to Sergeant O'Neill?" he asked.
He turned to Jordan and his friends.
"You boys can wait outside my office. I'll be with you in a few minutes."
The boys waited impatiently next to the front desk. Finally, the sergeant opened the door of his office.
"Jordan, please come in here," he said.
Jordan entered the sergeant's office and sat down.
"I'm going to take a digital photo of you to send to the Bramley police," explained Sergeant Morrison.
"A witness from the Bramley explosion is on her way to the police station now. If she identifies you from the photo, we'll know your story is true."
"What are you going to do after that?" asked Jordan.
"The next step will be to contact the airlines and find out where Jed Olson flew to. When we've got that information, it won't be difficult to discover the location of the holiday resort."
"I'm very happy to hear that," said Jordan. "I want all those people to survive."
"Don't worry, we'll do everything we can to save them," said the sergeant. "Please wait here for a few more minutes until I hear from the Bramley police. I'm going to send your friends home."
Sergeant Morrison opened the door of his office and looked at Jordan's friends.
"Thank you for your time, boys," he said. "The Bramley police are working on the case. You can go home now. Jordan has to stay here for a few more minutes."
"Can't we stay and wait for Jordan?" asked John.
"That won't be necessary, son," said the sergeant. "You can speak to him tomorrow."
The boys left, and the sergeant returned to his office. He sat down opposite Jordan.
"What do your parents say about all this?" he asked Jordan.
"I haven't told them anything yet," answered Jordan.
"Don't they see the future too?" asked the sergeant.
Well, said Jordan, my father came into the room once while I was watching the Channel to the Future, and the TV screen went blank. The channel only works for me, I think.
I see, said the sergeant. That's very interesting.